Okay, looks like everything looks like it's working for the moment. I'm just trying to figure out like how to connect to. It was recording, but it was very weird stuff that was coming in there. So, I guess it's working out now. Just hope it keeps working for us. I'm afraid today's going to be a bit short because somebody takes up so much time against it. But just investigate. Thanks.
Okay, so I'm trying to look through this. Since such a long time, welcome everybody. Hope your sessions went well. So this is our functional design meeting. We're going to consider user needs, technical effects, and the working design of our remote control. I've been taking the meetings in the minutes in the meetings. And I'll be putting them in the shared documents folder so there's anything you need to refer to if I need one. I'll get the ones up for next time. They're not finished yet. Right, so can we have updates from everyone from what you've worked on? Just kind of a quick summary of anything interesting that you'd like to share.
I've got
to
discuss this.
Sure.
Is that all though? No,
we
decided on it.
No,
We need to.
Did you function F8?
Who's that?
Not.
Sometimes you have to do it. It's like a three-setting cycle. So press it a couple times. Hold down function and then press it.
Like, what would help me?
Voice.
Function? Yeah.
Could you just put it back into hers?
In order to see what the functional requirements are to be found, 100 people were tested in the usability laboratory through just their habits. Their habits were observed and questionnaires were given out. The findings, in some cases, matched what we were talking about. Customers and users don't like the way remote controls look. They don't like the way they feel. They don't think they match their operating behavior. And an example is what we were talking about, the buttons. They only use 10% of the buttons, so later on there's a study of the buttons that they use most, and I think we should design according to these buttons. Easy to lose and RSI. I don't know what RSI means. The person that did the questionnaire obviously did, I don't have a clue. According to the frequency of use and the relevance of each buttons, I've made a list of the buttons that we should focus on in order of importance. So the most important buttons are those to do with channel selection. They're used about 160 times per hour. And people like to zap a lot, apparently. So this is the order: channel selection, teletext, volume, and power. The other ones are the settings, and they use less than 0.8 to 0.5 times per hour. And this means that I think we could have like a button for all the settings, and then just one, and then from there go on to the audio on the screen, either on the remote or on the television. About the screen and speech recognition, some people are more willing than others to actually pay for that. And if we look at the market, people from 15 to 35-year-olds, I don't really know how to describe this, 76% of people in that age range are willing to pay more for this sort of product, while people that are above 35 years or years old go from 35% to 8%. So people that are 65, for example, wouldn't actually pay for this sort of thing. I don't know what the decision to be made is, but I think that the people that actually do buy remotes more are those like teenagers and young professionals, and most likely, but we should discuss this together. That's all I have to say about the matter. Should I, what do I do? Do I give this to someone else?
Yeah, just go to her.
What's function?
It's the little blue.
What it's
function.
The function. About the technical functions design, and I basically just tried to focus on just what functions we need and how to make that the best function for the user. So I thought about it myself and we've done it that. And okay, so basically, I think like it is really important that we sort of get this done in a user-friendly and fashionable way. So I think things like keeping buttons together, like close together, that are used in the same way, maybe that making them the same color, keeping the number of buttons the least, to a minimum, and also things like can you keep small enough, large enough? I'm not sure. I guess we would need to do some research about what size is appropriate and that sort of thing. But basically, we need to make sure that it turns on and off the TV. Does it have the capacity to change the channels? Do we need to have like functions for cable or VCR? And then is it findable? And how do you want to do that? And I just thought that these two remotes were pretty boring. And I think we can find something that's more fun to look at and use than either of those. I like the one on the right better, just because it does have fewer buttons in it. But I think we can sort of think about things like color and size, shapes, that sort of thing to best fit the user. That concludes my
that's on you.
Okay, so this is on the working design, which is sort of the mechanical functions of the remote. The method I used was to basically look at existing designs and incorporate ideas from our last meeting. So I think we need two basic functions, which is just the basic remote functions. User can input a channel or a volume setting and it can be output to the TV. And also we talked about a location function where maybe you could press a button on the TV and it would send sort of signal to the remote, or it would beep or flash or vibrate or whatever to tell you where the remote is. So the components we need are an energy source to power the remote. Input, which would probably be buttons, although we just talked about voice recognition. Processor to take the information. Something to transmit it to the TV. And we also need something on the remote that would receive the location signal and have an output, like possibly a beep or a vibration. And also you need a sender for location signal, which would probably be a separate thing that we'd have to sell with the remote, if we could stick it on their TV or stick it on their wall. And this is just sort of an overview of how the remote works. Power comes from the battery, goes to the chip, and then it is sent from there to an infrared bulb, which would probably be the easiest way to send to the TV. And then for the location function, you would have a sender on the TV, which would output some sort of signal. We could use IR, but we probably want to use radio instead. That signal would go to a receiver, the chip would process it, and it would be output in the form of a buzzer or a light lighting up. Some of my personal preferences for how to build the remote would probably be a battery for the energy source, that way you wouldn't have to plug it in. A button pad for input. We can purchase a pre-made chip, which will handle all the processing stuff. IR transmitter to communicate to the TV, that's just sort of standard. So most TVs have an IR receiver. Probably a radio receiver to send out a location function and to receive it. And I'd probably say a buzzer for the location function on the remote itself. So that concludes my presentation.
Do you know about, like, I don't know, seem like you know that.
Yeah, I was an engineer.
Okay.
Before I came here.
We'll discuss that in a minute. I just want to mention some new project performance that came in. Teletext is currently outdated, so due to internet popularity, so that's off the list. Also, our remote should be used only for television. No extra internet kind of fancy things, just remote and television. And also, we need to incorporate our corporate image onto this. So, we put fashion in electronics, so let's be fashionable, I guess. If we had something, I mean, silver and gold or yellow are our colors, so if we have like a kind of silver one as well, and yellow and so we need to make some decisions on the remote control functions. I guess we should make some kind of brainstorming.
Like in terms of how it looks, or like
probably our target group and how it's going to appeal to our target group in, I don't know, the buttons and what it does and that sort of thing. So,
is our target group then people, so do you want to go ahead and design this thing with the finder button? So
I think that seems
easy,
it, yeah.
Okay. So
the buzzing.
Yeah.
Sure.
So then our target age group would be the 19 to 35 range.
Yeah, teenagers and young.
Well, that's for speech recognition.
Well,
that's only for speech recognition.
I was thinking about that, but I mean, speech recognition is really hard to program, and also if the TV is on, it's making sound and the people on the TV are talking, and if somebody says like one, then the TV's gonna switch itself to channel one.
Yeah.
It seems like a silly, I'm not sure how you would implement it.
I just put the budget. But this
consider
is
our budget
a
cool
idea.
If you consider our budget to have speech recognition programmed in every single email, might be a little pricey to that. So
Okay, so are we gonna have just some kind of a, like, we'll have the buzzer on the, some, like, on the TV itself?
Well, you'd have to have a button on the TV or on your wall or someplace, but since the TV already has power. Yeah, you click the button, it's gonna send out a signal. And I was thinking IR is line of sight, so unless the remote is like actually in front of the TV, it's not gonna work. So probably like a radio signal or something.
Okay.
On the cell phone.
Okay.
Sends out a signal and then the remote hears the signal and then it beeps probably.
Okay.
So you can need like a separate base for that, or like something.
It would have to
like
be sold separately, because if the sender's on the remote, then you'd have to find the remote first to click the button to find the remote.
So do you plug it in to, you plug it in the TV?
Yeah, I'd probably just stick it on the TV and so
okay.
you find the remote, click the
okay.
button.
So it's now like a two part.
Yeah,
thing.
So we can
just
have a package.
Okay.
So we get to design that too.
So do you think, even though we're not talking about speech recognition, our target group should still be teenagers and young professionals?
Are we, should that thing be on the thing to put the, you're talking about the home for it. Do you still want to build the little thing next to the telly or to hang on the wall, or shall we leave that for now?
Probably leave that. I mean, I guess one takes care of the other.
Okay,
If you can. Yeah, if you can call it, then it's
kind
of anyway. Yeah. Okay. So you have that button. But so this is there a light, or shall we just have a radio?
On the TV or on the phone?
On the phone.
Seems like
need a light.
Beep seems the most
Yeah.
I think that's what the phone
is.
Maybe you need to find a phone, you just have to call it and it starts ringing somewhere and then you can figure out.
And like
the couch,
if the phone's under the couch.
So we have the other buttons. So you have this.
So I mean, the two remotes that you had shown, one looked like it was for VCR type thing, and the other looked like just television.
I think they're both sort of just like general, they're both general remotes.
Because that is something we have to decide, is whether we want to have VCR capabilities.
Yeah. Does anyone know if VCRs are the same across international?
They're not.
Okay, so you need like a whole different set of
buttons.
Yeah,
not VHS.
Like DVD probably is.
Yeah, other than that region kind of thing.
But VCRs.
And if we're targeting young professionals and teenagers, I mean, it's going to be deemed as
Yeah.
That's
the
technology these days.
So, I think still, it shouldn't be that hard to just reduce the number of buttons, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because if you just have, like, one menu button that works, like, with, where you can just kind of scroll through the options.
Well, for sure we need the, I think we can just design the channels. I mean, power's just a button.
Yeah.
And it's not used that much. So
yeah.
It's usually that red.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite nice to keep it like red.
You know, I've seen some remotes though where you just hold one, like if you hold one down, it's a different color than the other buttons, but that turns it on. So you don't actually have a separate power button.
Oh, okay.
It
yeah.
seems like that would be hard though. I mean, because unless you
it
know,
might be confusing.
Just because I would probably pick it up and just be like, I said no.
Besides, you'll see
if
you
have
power.
Yeah. Okay, so we definitely have a power button and numbers.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, even I don't know if people like this, but if you want to reduce the number of buttons, instead of having like 1 to 9, have the sort of
Like joystick flag.
Because people like seem now the iPad's up, people seem to like this thing that there's no, you know, you don't have one, two people.
Yeah,
apply.
I think that's an interesting idea, because it's cool, it's fine, like, if, like, I don't have an iPad, but, like, I just, like, started messing around with one of my friends the other day, and you just sort of, and it's funny how you pick it up and you just figure out how to use it quite easily. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, and it's one thing,
yeah,
which has everything.
Yeah, it is really, but do you need a screen then? Do you have to have a screen then?
Well, can't it tell the, like, can't you?
Yeah, you can have the number.
You can have the number
on
the telly going,
yeah,
like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah,
once you scroll.
Okay,
like,
so
you
have this, like, scrolling sort of button.
Is that like an on a mouse pad where,
yeah,
kind of,
yeah, it's like, it's just like the same
as
like
now is a
mouse. That, and then you do that.
Okay.
And then you can have, if you actually just want to zap, you can have like a thing like that, and then it could just be plus and minus.
Okay. So like it's like a little part of the circle that, or
yeah.
Oh, so it's just a region of the circle that you can.
Yeah, click on, actually.
You could, we can even have four buttons, like, if that's the mouse, you could have the volume,
yeah,
and the channel changes, just,
yeah,
like, on that.
So volume could be, like, the top of and the bottom. So do you need to,
okay,
like,
things, or
do you, well, you have to, you have to, like, be able to change the function of it to, like.
What do you mean the function?
I mean, like, okay, because, so, I guess, okay, so when you scroll your thumb, like, around it, it'll, like, let's say you're going clockwise, that means you're going to go up the channels, and then you,
yeah,
scroll the other way and it'll go down.
Yeah.
But then, so if you want to switch to the, do you have to switch to a function where, like, so you're either in that mode or you're in the mode where, like, it just has, like, the four, like, you know, this is channel that way, that's that way, and volume's up and down.
Yeah, but it knows for some
reason. Just,
the iPod knows.
It just knows.
It works on an iPod, and it works.
Yeah, so you just can either do this, or like you can just touch it if you want.
Well, for the volume, you have to press the middle.
Okay, that's
and then
I,
you,
okay,
go up.
Okay, so you have to like press this middle region, and then you can scroll up.
And then
so
well,
it's
you
like
can have the goes, but if you, like, that makes more sense, because there's already ones with up and down,
okay,
here,
okay,
that I've seen.
And you, is there an actual button, or are you actually, you're just using the mouse to go up and down?
Well, what do you,
like,
for the iPod, you press on, well, right, if you're on the channel, let's,
mm-hmm,
say, then you press on the middle,
mm-hmm,
and then if you do that again, the volume goes up, and if you do that, it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to keep it with volume here and here, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, if you're going to use this for channels, right, then,
yeah,
wouldn't the volume need to be separate somehow? Like, you could just have.
I don't know, you can click and then have it up and,
like,
down, but
yeah,
I think
actually.
I think we can go on the fact that it does just work with the
iPad.
Yeah. But the other thing is, like, iPods are so expensive, like, it has to be. Is that part
is
of
that
the,
what makes it?
Yeah,
expensive? I think
I
it's
don't
like,
know.
They have
I
so much memory, though. Like,
I don't think so.
I don't
think
it's the.
I think
yeah.
The.
Yeah. I think it's their capability, I mean, they can hold, what, 5,000
yeah,
songs or something.
I'm thinking we could, if we had so big, I mean, an
iPad
just
has
one, so
like,
we could
yeah.
Put on your songs and put on
yeah.
Your side, that's
yeah.
More expensive.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But, like, since it just has this circle thing, you could make it a kind of cool shape, like, it could be
yeah.
A sort of,
mm-hmm.
You know, because it could be circular.
Yeah.
Or something weird like
well,
that.
It could just be simple instead of being a mess. Because the other thing I didn't tell you in my presentation is that people find that it's a big waste of time to have to learn how to use your remote.
Yeah.
That's another thing they complained about.
Yeah.
What other buttons were there? Volume, oh, we've just said that. So
okay, this is just for TV, it's not for, or it is Disney TV compatible.
The DVD is simply to play
yeah.
So how do
you
know,
actually our new project requirements,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they meant use only for television as in not for DVD or just not
mm-hmm.
Internet type thing. So I'll
okay.
Check that and update you on this.
So like if we have that.
We'll hold off on that.
Yeah.
But
DVD players usually have their own remote.
That's true, yeah.
I know, I'm not going to have it all in one because
yeah,
you want to turn
yeah.
It on and then you want to turn up the volume and then you want to go to the
So you have to have like, I think
You would have to have like a function switch button, you know, somewhere, so like you're either on TV, you're on DVD, or you're on VCR,
yeah,
or you're like,
well,
so
DVD is only like 4 buttons.
Yeah, but I mean like to switch the to switch the function of the little circle disc, the touchpad.
Oh,
yeah.
I think circle only does channel isn't applicable to DVD really, because you don't want to.
Yeah, but it
volume is, and volume is actually controlled on DVD, so you don't have to switch.
So, but I'm saying like, does it make sense to have like some kind of a button, so like you're, if you're on TV, like you can switch channels, but then if you're on DVD, then like the channel button, like the region of the disc that was for channels is for like switching to different tracks, or you know, to different. I mean, do we need to think about that?
Yeah, let's think about it, because we need to wrap up.
Okay.
Let's see. So everyone's gonna go finish their questionnaire. Then when we come back after lunch, we'll have 3 minutes of individual work. So think about things we've discussed and bring some ideas to the next meeting. See you soon.
So I feel like I'm on a spaceship because we're okay, logging out.